Spend your afternoon with Relebogile Mabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
13 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're jumping to a conversation in our Belief Matters feature around marijuana being holy to Rastafarians and what that is all about. Give us a call on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. And if you have a question for our Belief Matters feature on any belief, be it religious, spiritual, any belief out there, send us an email, 702afternoons@702.co.za. Joining us for this conversation is Advocate Sydney Matenula, Rastafarian Human Rights Institute. Advocate, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Relebogile. Thank you for having me.
Why is it so important, especially on a day like Human Rights Day, that the rights of the Rastafari are observed in South Africa, before we jump into the role of marijuana in within this group?
It's interesting that our country, South Africa, today celebrates 30 years of this constitutional democracy and Human Rights Day. And in the constitution of our country, we have chapter 2, which is the basic human rights, that at section 31, we have the cultural and religious and linguistic communities, which are given the rights of belonging to any cultural or religious community and to practice and enjoy these practices, whether religiously or linguistic or cultural. So, as the Rastas today, we are privileged to be, you know, in this country that recognizes us. And in the constitution, it's clear there that we are recognized. But also in this, on the same breath, the same state is actually arresting and criminalizing this community that recognizes them.
And is this in regards to the marijuana laws?
Yes, this starts from there, that, you know, the holy herb that we are using, we call it a holy herb. So the holy herb that we're using, it was previously illegal, but in 2013, the Constitutional Court declared it legal for medicinal and medicinal and recreational. And yes, that's what has been really the problem with our community, that we've been harassed, brutalized, and, you know, captured, arrested for this herb that, according to us, it's a holy herb that we've got many reasons that we are using this herb religiously, spiritually,
So let's talk then about the holy herb. When did it actually enter within the Rastafari religion and movement? And share with us why it is so significant and important. What does it represent?
The holy herb, it's just from the creation of mankind. We believe religiously in the Rasta that the holy herb, it's even stated in the Bible. You read from the Genesis chapter 1, verse 12, that, you know, the earth, God said, "Behold, I've given you every herb bearing seeds, which upon all the face of the earth, every tree yielding seeds you shall have use of." And religiously, we believe that that is the herb, the holy herb that from creation, the Creator created and has given us for usage. And culturally, some, because in the Rasta, we have those that are not really religiously practicing the Rastafari faith. They are doing it in an African spirituality, which they also take it as a plant that is secret, that is used for cleansing and, you know, clearing pathways, communicating with their ancestors. So it is really a significant plant and a holy plant to the community of Rastafari. And this plant is truly growing everywhere in the world. So it's a plant that grows all year round, seasons, all seasons, everywhere in the world, that it's really unjust for the, just the natural plant to be declared illegal.
So if now you are obviously sharing with individuals that know nothing about the religion and movement of Rastafarianism, maybe chat to us about just the significant history that will make people aware. Because yes, a lot of the time there are these stereotypes that, oh, it's somebody with a Jamaican accent listening to reggae music, saying Jah Rastafari, wearing yellow, red and green and smoking weed all day. Like, that's just that stereotypical picture, and they have dreadlocks. But there's obviously so much more to it, and there are individuals who practice this that don't even necessarily look like that. So can you school all of us on what the key principles are that we can tie in this holy herb into those beliefs?
Yes, my sister. The plant is actually a good plant that a whole lot of researches are done. But from what we are discussing now, religiously and spiritually, it's used by the members of the community and everyone else who is not Rasta. But firstly, maybe just to share, it's very interesting that when we talk about what really we are doing as Rastas, Rastas is actually something that we believe it's a level of consciousness. So it's a level of you getting to a certain point where you don't think there is any difference between you and some other person in terms of race and all these other factors.
Mm.
So we see each other as all Rastas, including yourself. You are Rasta until you reach that level of consciousness, until you become aware that you are Rasta.
For reals?
Yeah.
I receive.
So this holy herb now is a plant that all of us are using, whether we acknowledge Rasta, which Rasta to us it's a name of a king from Ethiopia. So this king was crowned and given this name, Rasta. We look and acknowledge and call his name. We are called by his name. So we use this plant culturally and religiously. Culturally, the other eyes in the brothers and sisters, we call them ites, in the community, they will be using it to connect with their ancestors, to cleanse their ways, which is also part of what everybody else is doing who hasn't reached the level of understanding that they are also actually overspending, because under, they are still at a lower level, they are under the table. So overspending is getting to that level of being aware, conscious about the fact that you are Rasta, as long as you are practicing your own culture. So everybody who is not calling themselves Rasta, while practicing their own culture, they are actually practicing Rasta. So usage of this herb, it could be taken as anyone who could be using impepo to cleanse their ways, to cleanse their life, or anyhow.
Mm.
So religiously, it's a sacrament, the holy sacrament that those who are in the religious formations, we have them as, we call them as mansions and orders in Rastafari. They will use this herb as a sacrament that they will use during the church memorial services, lighting up this peace pipe, sharing the pipe among the members. And that's also something that they acknowledge and believe it takes them to a certain level of meditation. So that's something that when they are in a certain moment of that meditation state, they'll be able to easily connect and have a good session among themselves. So everybody is Rasta Relebogile, and everybody who is using this herb, they're actually practicing and using the right herb that we believe everywhere this herb exists, and that's the holy herb there.
Mm.
So that everybody should be using, yes.
Is it possible for you to be a practicing Rastafari person and not use the holy herb? And what would the implications thereof be? Is it something that's mandatory?
It's not mandatory, but the fact that we use it, like I said, like to connect, those who are in the cultural spirituality, African spirituality, to use it at the same way as they're using impepo to connect with their communication or cleaning path or you know, communicating with ancestors, cleansing their spaces. And whether you are using it or not, as long as you acknowledge Rastafari, Haile Selassie, as God and King, you call into that name, you are called by that name Rasta, you are Rasta. So really, smoking is just one way of connecting or way of meditating while acknowledging Haile Selassie as God and King of the Rasta community.
How have the laws improved the lives of the Rasta community? I mean, you touched on the basic human rights being infringed upon while practicing one's beliefs and cultures, and basically being arrested because the holy herb has been, you know, was deemed illegal. But how have the lives improved? And do you think South Africans are a lot more aware of where things are at, because many just celebrate it for the recreational purposes but aren't seeing this particular aspect?
Yes, it's great that now the laws have changed. The Gareth Prince case since 2001 until 2018, when Judge Zondo legalized the herb. So there's many researches that we have been conducted, different institutions conducting these researches, that today we are sitting at different information that is shared around, that you know, there is aspects of discussing the medicinal part of it, which was also recognized and legalized by the judgment, that there is medicinal benefit, and that researchers are busy giving out information to the Department of Health and SAPRA to assist those that are in need of this. You know, we have the two chemicals of THC and CBD, which are found in this plant. This chemical somehow, for example, they will moderate your levels of anxiety. You know, the CBD really decreases that level at all. Where this medicinal plant, it's really great that if, especially the marginalized communities like the Rasta community, if the communities were to work with these institutions, collaborate with these institutions in these researches, this is, community will be really be benefiting from this. And currently, when you look at these institutions, they're going ahead with the researches and leaving this community, while they're supposed to be, you know, the institution being making this, anchoring in the community in their researches about this plant. And sad part now about this plant, that we're coming from, you know, economically excluded backgrounds, where, you know, issues of land come into conversations, that if we have in land, we could plant this plant, sell this plant. I mean, this plant has got a great economical benefit with its associated products. And globally, hey, people are making money out there that have already legalized, and they are using this plant for economic upliftment. And that's what South Africa should be looking at and moving towards.
And I think that would possibly be, you know, the next big step in the bigger conversation around the holy herb. Advocate, thank you so much for your time and chatting to us in our Belief Matters feature around marijuana and why it is holy to the Rastafari. But as Advocate has said, we all are Rasta. We are all Rasta.